I feel happy today. I don't have a sore back today. I feel rested today because I finally, for the first time in more than 10 days, slept in my own bed. And it wasn't because I was on vacation.
I was going to say, or were you sleeping on the couch or were you sleeping on the floor?
I had a gas leak in my house. It's finally fixed and I finally got back yesterday. And by the way, I don't mean to sound I wasn't exactly roughing it. I was at my daughter's spare bedroom at her place in Delmar, but the mattress is so soft, and I sound like such a soft.
I know what you're talking about, though, about something being so soft. When I was a little kid, and we would go to Grandma Colbert's and spend the weekend or spend the night, it was always the back bedroom that had these two little twin beds that were my stepdad and his brother's beds from how many years ago.
Right.
And they were super soft, but they sunk in the middle because they were so soft. And at first, you're like, oh, it's like the bed is hugging you.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, ugh. Even as a kid, your back would hurt afterwards.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You get in, it's very comfortable. Yeah. And it's almost soothing. Mm. And then you get up, and it's kind of like a chore.
There's no support. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And as someone who has went through back surgery and all the back problems you had, I imagine that was a big issue for you, too.
Well, there's a reason I have the bed that I have now, because it's a perfectly firm mattress, and who cares? Anyway, I'm back home, and I'm happy to be back home. And
your mood is much better today than it was yesterday.
Because I got some rest.
Yeah.
Everything's better when you're in your own home again, and I just hope everything's fine and we don't have to go through this again. But I'm happy for you that I got some rest, because I'm sure I wasn't the...
You were short. Let's just put it that way. You were very short yesterday.
Well, I'm taller today. How's that?
Not in stature, but...
Coming up next, anybody else out there get a voicemail from an Olympian in Paris?
Ooh, we did.
Find out who next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. I didn't think I could enjoy the Olympics any more than I already have.
It's been so much fun this year.
It really has.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, the changes, having Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg do things together. Olympians have been doing spectacular. I don't know. I think it's been extremely interesting and very fun.
Just when we thought we couldn't enjoy the Summer Olympics from Paris more this year, this happened yesterday.
Hey, John and Tammy. It's Alex Bowen from the men's water polo team here in Paris. Thank you so much for the support. Hope you guys tune in to our game against Australia. It's the quarterfinals. It should be coming out at 10 a.m. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Santee native, massive super stud Alex Bowen from the U.S. men's water polo team. Mm-hmm. By the way, if we ever get a chance to meet Alex when he comes back from Paris with a gold medal, hopefully around his neck, please never let me call him super stud to his face. That's so embarrassing.
I promise I will stay on you about all of that.
That is so cool. His fiance Hillary called us last week on her way to the airport, on her way to Paris to support her fiance. Next week after the games, they get married. I imagine here. It's a great story because there's a very good chance for a U.S. gold medal in water polo. I don't know anything about water polo, but I imagine Australia is a very strong water polo team as well.
I think it is. I was talking with my husband Kurt about this yesterday. I think it's got to be one of the hardest sports ever, because not only do you have to be active with that ball, you have to keep yourself above water.
My buddy John's daughter played water polo in high school, and she still has, you can still see her back is just like, oh my God, you are a different type of athlete. It's very strenuous. I can't swim a lap without getting winded. I can't imagine.
Here, throw this ball, catch this ball, keep it away from somebody. Oh, and keep yourself above the water.
Treading water the entire time. When I was a boy, we had a community pool in our cul-de-sac, and you had to have a tag around your arm when you went swimming there. And depending on the color of your tag, bracelet, you know, whatever you call it, they called it tags. Anyway, depending on the color, it was the freedom you had in the pool, where you can go, how long you can be there. It was kind of weird. That's how they monitored the kids that were there. And when to get a different color tag, you had to take swim classes. And my sister, Wendy, who's my baby sister, sister and I had the same swim class. When it came down to the end of the week of swim lessons, mm-hmm. you either got your tag or you didn't.
Right.
Wendy got her tag upgrade. I didn't. Mm. That was the first time I realized, oh, God. It sucked because I was the older brother.
Yeah.
I should have been the better swimmer.
Sure.
But I wasn't the better swimmer. Mm-hmm. I'm still not the best swimmer. But anyway, yes, mad respect to water polo. Alex Bowen, congratulations from Santee. Joining us at 7:30 this morning is his fiance, Hillary, who joined us last week at this time. We're super stoked to hear what's going on in her life at Paris. I mean, did you even listen to Alex's voicemail just then?
Hey, John and Tammy. It's Alex Bowen from the men's water polo team.
Listen to the background. I mean, yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on, uh-huh. but I want to be a part of it. I want to be there. 833-287-1037. Right now, you can go to see Luke Bryan tomorrow at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, you're going to see Luke Bryan. And if you win, you'll have $100 too. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
San Diego Padres. San Diego.
JKW, just keep winning. Our San Diego Padres are the best team in baseball since the All-Star break. That's not me, in my opinion. That's a cold, hard fact. We are now 4 games behind the Los Angeles Dodgers, who lost last night. And our boys, after, I don't know, like 18-hour rain delay yesterday, I was so excited. Because I was finally at my house after a 10-day gas leak
nightmare
issue.
You call it that.
Issue.
It was a nightmare.
I'm going to watch the Padres at 3:40. This is perfect. I love East Coast baseball when I'm on the West Coast.
Sure.
2 innings. That's it. And it was the rain delay was longer than the game was when they got back. And by the way, it wasn't the rain per se. The skies had cleared. There was a drainage issue on the field.
They should have called Bill Howe, Plumbing, Heating, Air, Flood, and Restoration. No kidding.
Tell him John Tammy sent you.
I'm not joking. Yeah, they couldn't get it drained fast enough. Wow.
Too bad there's no Bill Howe in Pittsburgh. You're right. Anyway, Padres win again last night, and it was just another pummeling of a pretty good team. Pittsburgh is also in the playoff race. Okay, moving on. I am still getting a lot of kickback from my horrible pitch on Friday night. I wish I can talk differently about it.
If you don't know, John and I had the opportunity to throw out a first pitch at last Friday night's game, and it just didn't go well for John.
No, I totally botched it.
Yeah, and I felt bad for you. I felt bad.
You did. You're very kind. You really showed your compassion, and I thank you for that. I don't know why I'm not more bothered by it myself. I think it's just because I was aware of how awesome it was to be there and with the people that I was with, blah, 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 blah. But doesn't mean I'm not getting a lot of crap from a lot of people.
Sure, especially all your baseball friends.
Or my work friends, specifically our fantasy football group here at Odyssey. This was a text message I got in our fantasy football league group chat. Since fantasy season is about to kick off, I would like to congratulate John on such a horrible first pitch before the game the other day.
Wow.
Way to go, John.
Who sent that?
You know what? That's the thing. We've got some people on this chain mm-hmm. who aren't iPhone users.
Yeah.
So I don't know which loudmouth clown that was.
I think could have been Tony Gwynn Jr.
No, I have his number.
I know it was Tony Gwynn because I was sitting next to him when he wrote it.
Are you messing with me?
No, she's not.
Not at all.
That's the text I get from Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I made his day when I told him about your first pitch.
Oh, you told him. Appreciate you telling Tony Gwynn Jr. I messed up a pitch.
You could hear that down the hallway. That yell just echoed through the office.
I am so PO'd right now at you, Jessica. I can't even begin.
Oh,
you told him. He never had to know. He barely knows I exist anyway.
Yeah. But now he won't forget you. He'll know who you are now.
I can't. I'm glad you guys are having fun with this.
I'm sorry.
So you're just sitting next to Tony Gwynn Jr. You go, hey, by the way, do you hear John sucks at baseball?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't say those exact words. I said, hey, you want to give John crap for something?
Oh, you know what? Remember when you used to work for Ryan Seacrest? Is that how you treated Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, well, no wonder you don't work for him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm livid. I'm livid, right?
Oh,
I was fine 2 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Well, coming up next, not only are we giving away Luke Bryan tickets for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, Luke Bryan himself makes an appearance in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Vista. Say good morning to Jake. What's going on, Jake?
What's up, my favorite morning people?
Oh, what a nice thing to say. Thank you for that, man. You're talking to us, right?
I had my window down. Sorry. Hey, who is this?
That was good.
Like maybe you're at the drive-thru or something. I don't know. Jake, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
Hey, Tammy, hit the brick, kid.
All right. Good luck.
Jake, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. You probably know this, Jake, but I'll tell you anyway. All ties go to Tammy, okay?
Let's do this.
Luke Bryan says Carrie Underwood is probably going to need extra therapy to deal with him and Lionel Richie on American Idol. He even joked that he should get her a therapy gift card. Who is Carrie replacing on American Idol?
Katy Perry.
Brooke Shields is selling the jeans she wore in that controversial ad campaign in 1980 when she was 15 years old. They're estimated to be worth $50,000. What one-time huge brand of jeans were they?
Yes. That's my guess.
Pax Jolie Pitt was in intensive care after crashing his e-bike into a car last week, but he's out now. How many kids do Brad and Angelina have together? 4, 5, or 6?
I believe it's 5.
Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell turned 52 yesterday. Which Spice Girl is she?
Posh.
And finally, a John Wick sequel TV series is in development. The series titled John Wick Under the High Table would pick up immediately after the events of John Wick Chapter 4. What was the specific name of the sequel to the first John Wick movie?
I mean, John Wick 2?
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got 5 pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Vista. Say good morning to Jake. What's going on, Jake?
What's up, my favorite morning people?
Oh, what a nice thing to say. Thank you for that, man. You're talking to us, right?
I had my window down. Sorry. Hey, who is this?
That was good.
Like maybe you're at the drive-thru or something. I don't know. Jake, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of here.
Hey, Tammy, hit the brick, kid.
All right. Good luck.
Jake, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. You probably know this, Jake, but I'll tell you anyway. All ties go to Tammy, okay?
Let's do this.
Luke Bryan says Carrie Underwood is probably going to need extra therapy to deal with him and Lionel Richie on American Idol. He even joked that he should get her a therapy gift card. Who is Carrie replacing on American Idol?
Katy Perry.
Brooke Shields is selling the jeans she wore in that controversial ad campaign in 1980 when she was 15 years old. They're estimated to be worth $50,000. What one-time huge brand of jeans were they?
Yes. That's my guess.
Pax Jolie Pitt was in intensive care after crashing his e-bike into a car last week, but he's out now. How many kids do Brad and Angelina have together? 4, 5, or 6?
I believe it's 5.
Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell turned 52 yesterday. Which Spice Girl is she?
Posh.
And finally, a John Wick sequel TV series is in development. The series titled John Wick Under the High Table would pick up immediately after the events of John Wick Chapter 4. What was the specific name of the sequel to the first John Wick movie?
I mean, John Wick 2.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Jake, where are you off to today, man?
Yeah, I just got on the Camp Pendleton, and I'm going to the golf course.
You are a Marine?
No, I'm actually the general manager of the golf course at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, right on. Okay, all right, okay. All right, Jake. Tammy, Jake did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Tammy, Luke Bryan says Carrie Underwood's probably going to need extra therapy to deal with him and Lionel Richie on American Idol. He even joked that he should get her a therapy gift card. Who's Carrie replacing?
Katy Perry.
That is right. It's 1-to-1 because Jake knew that. Timmy, Brooke Shields is selling the jeans she wore in that controversial ad campaign from 1980 when she was 15 years old. They're estimated to be worth $50,000. What one-time huge brand of jeans were they?
Calvin Klein.
She was 15 when she said, nothing gets between me and my Calvins. Mm-hmm. 15 years old. It's 2-to-1, Tammy, because Jake went with Guess. Pax Jolie Pitt was in intensive care after crashing his e-bike into a car last week, but he's out now. How many kids do Brad and Angelina have together? 4, 5, or 6?
Six.
They've got 6 kids. Jake went with 5. 3-1, Tam. Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell turned 52 yesterday. Which Spice Girl is she?
Jerry is, Jerry is, is she baby? Baby. No, she's sporty. Whoops, not sporty.
Baby is so Emma Daw.
Oh, Emma.
She's ginger.
Right. Ginger.
Ginger Spice.
Yeah, I saw her with the red hair. Dang it.
Jake went with Posh. That's Victoria. Come on, you guys. Know your Spice Girls better.
These are the hardest ones ever.
I hear that a lot. It's now 3-to-1, Tammy. And finally, a John Wick sequel TV series is in development. The series is titled John Wick Under the High Table. Would pick up immediately after the events of John Wick Chapter 4. What was the specific name of the sequel to the first John Wick movie?
John Wick Chapter 2.
Yeah, you're right. Jake went with John Wick 2. Sorry, Jake. Needed that chapter in there as well. I know. I'm a nitpicker. What are you going to do? Today, Timmy wins by a score of 4-to-1, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we got something pretty cool for you.
You will be going to see Luke Bryan this Thursday at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Wow. That's like tomorrow.
That is tomorrow, bro. Enjoy that. We'll see you then. In the meantime, before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
I am Jake from Biston, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Just when we thought we couldn't get more excited about what's happening in Paris right now during the Olympics, we are joined live from Paris. Alex Bowen's fiance Hillary is joining us again. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on in Paris, Hillary?
Well, huge news. Croatia just beat Spain in the quarterfinal game. Spain went undefeated in group play, and so they are out of medal contention now.
You're saying this because Spain was probably considered the favorite to win the gold?
Yes. Oh. And they're now out. And we just beat Croatia on Monday.
Yes, we did. Oh, my goodness. This is exciting. You're very excited. I can hear it in your voice.
Yes, I'm very excited. This whole experience has been unreal. It's so cool to be here with my family. I met up with my sister and cousins on Monday. So we're all, you know, staying in the city, getting ready to go cheer on our boys here in a few hours.
What is Alex? What's his mindset right now? Is he total game face the entire time? Is he able to enjoy any of this, or is it just eyes on the prize the entire time?
Eyes on the prize the entire time. I got to actually sneak away and see Alex. I'm near the village yesterday for a little bit. So that was like our first time getting some, you know, a little bit of quality time. It's mainly like a hug and good to see you, love you, bye after the game, about 5 to 10 minutes before they have to head back to the village. So I went up there yesterday and we went to a little cafe and grabbed a bite and hung out for about 2 hours. And he's just confident and ready. I saw his parents after I saw Alex, and I told him, I was like, I've never seen him so relaxed and just ready to get a job done before a big tournament. So it's really exciting. I mean, the energy in the Law Defense Arena. I mean, I think the Taylor Swift Eras Tour energy is still in the building. It is insane. I mean, I was talking to Alex yesterday and I was like, have you ever played for a crowd like this? He goes, never. It was the most electrifying experience I've ever had.
So obviously, yeah. Alex is going to be your favorite Olympian. But outside Alex and his team, is there an Olympian you hope to meet?
That's a good question. Of course, who wouldn't want to meet Simone Biles or anyone on the Golden Girls team, right? Like if I saw Simone Biles or Jordan Chiles or any of those guys, I'd be so stoked. I think I actually really want to meet the honorary Olympian for Team USA. If I saw Snoop Dogg and got a Snoop Dogg pin, I think my on top of Alex winning the gold medal, my Olympic dreams would be made.
Well, Hillary, we're going to let you go, but one more thing before we do that. I can't wait to get home before the match and change into my brand new USA men's water polo t-shirt that I purchased.
Oh, did you go down to Coronado and pick one up?
I actually ordered it online instantly after we spoke last week.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you for the support. We have a custom USA water polo shirt designed by local Coronado brand Ert. You can get them at ert.com, so U-R-T.com. 100% of the proceeds go back to the men's water polo team. A lot of us think like these athletes are over here and they're, you know, getting sponsorships and they're doing all the big things. But the truth of the matter is a lot of them, besides their accommodations, their gear and everything that's covered, they do a lot of this on their own dime.
Right.
And often they might be playing professionally, but they're also working one to two additional jobs.
Sure.
So it's just, so it's, you know, a way for us to support the guys wearing, you know, their team logo on our shirts, on ourselves, while we're cheering them on at home. And then all the proceeds get to go back to these 13 guys. So after they win gold here in Paris, they can continue on their journey to win another gold and another gold and another gold, hopefully for many years to come.
I will warn you, if you're wearing the shirt, it happened to me last week. Somebody asked if I played water polo. Oh. And I'm like, look at me. You want to ask that question again? But I'm proud to represent. Yes. All right, Hillary, give them our best, okay? Give all the boys our best. We're all cheering for them today. The American men's water polo team takes on Australia. And since Spain's been eliminated, the door has been opened even wider for a possible gold medal for the U.S. men's water polo team.
Yeah, let's get them to that final game on Sunday, guys. Cheer loud. And I swear, I'm convinced, if you scream loud enough, it does travel across the world.
We're so excited for the 23rd of this month. Not only is Lainey Wilson performing at the amphitheater in Chula Vista, but she is also going to be part of the Lainey Wilson Whirlwind Listening Party.
Whirlwind is the name of her new album, and we want you to be there. It's going to happen at Beach House at Belmont Park at noon, the day of her show. You cannot purchase tickets. The only way to get them is to win them, and you need to be listening to KSON and paying attention to our socials so you know when the San Diego County Credit Union ticket window opens for your opportunity to attend.
This is obviously going to be a very popular ticket, of course, because it's free, but also because it's Lainey. And Lainey, yeah, she'll be there. She'll show up. She'll play. I hope she'll play. It'd be kind of rude if she didn't, right?
Yeah, she will.
It's going to be a bash. And we, in particular, Tam and I are so happy not only to see Lainey again, but to be able to bask in her success,
right,
and congratulate her, because we know just how hard she's worked for this. I mean, everyone works hard for what they get, but her path is not as easy as one might think.
Well, a lot of people see something and go, wow, that seems overnight, but it wasn't. And during our COVID lockdown work from home times, we were doing interviews via Zoom, and Lainey had joined us from where she was living. Her apartment, if you can call it that, was basically the attic of a home. All of her clothes were on racks along the sides of her, so it was her bed, her clothes, and that's where she was, and she was just trying to get noticed.
At 11 years old, my daddy taught me a few chords on the guitar when my hands got big enough and learned a few chords. I kept writing. There was this guy from my hometown. His name was Jerry Cupid. And back in the late 70s, he wanted to move to Nashville and do the whole producer-songwriter thing. So my grandfather on my daddy's side gave him like $300 to just help him move to Nashville and get started. So as a favor in return, years later, when I was 19, he let me live in his studio parking lot for free in a camper trailer that I bought. So it has been a journey and a half. In between all that, for 5 straight years, I impersonated Hannah Montana. I mean, every now and then they'd let Lainey Wilson open up the show for Hannah Montana, but a lot of the time they were like, we just want Hannah. And I have been here in August this year, 10 years.
The cool thing about this is it doesn't seem that Lainey has changed at all. I imagine that her digs have been upgraded since then.
I would think so. You want to be listening for the SDCCU ticket window to open. And once it does, you'll be able to register to get tickets to this free show. You can't buy tickets. You can only win them.
It's August 23rd, noon, at Belmont Park's Beach House. And that's, of course, the day Lainey Wilson plays at the amphitheater later on that evening. So it's going to be a big Lainey day on August 23rd.
I want to say that the moment that really, to me, solidified this girl is an absolute star, is during the 2022 CMT Music Awards, when her and Cole Swindell were set to perform and it poured down rain, and they sang their song, Never Say Never, in the rain. It was so powerful and impactful, and you're like, oh my God, this girl is going to be huge. They were so fortunate. There was so many people going, man, that was kind of dangerous. That they were on the stage, and they're like, we're doing it.
I'm going to rewatch that right now.
Yeah.
While you're listening to that song.
Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOS.
Professional sportscaster, sport jacket and all.
Say, man, somebody got to do it. Why not me?
Snoop in Paris. We'll see you during the week.
Look at me now.
Snoop Dogg. They are not, NBC has not only given the dog a bone, they're giving Snoop Dogg 500,000 bones a day for being a correspondent.
Are you kidding me? That's what he's getting paid?
$500,000 a day. And when you add in all the bonuses, he'll get about $15 million for his gig at the Olympics. And rightfully earned, in my opinion.
I mean, listen, he's entertaining.
Yeah.
He's maybe my favorite part of the Olympics so far. His play-by-play is so unconventional, which makes it legendary. Listen to him call a rugby match.
Need him at running back on a quick toss, 37 toss to the left. He's got wheels, he deals, he falls, he spills. When he gives it to his home and he get five, to stay alive. See, that's 5 points, now they're grooving.
That's right, because this was France's first gold medal. In a sport they love, rugby.
Get your groove on.
Mike Tirico, the guy who's trying to do commentary with Snoop, a very successful sportscaster. I want him to be quiet. I want more Snoop. I don't care what Tirico has to say. No disrespect intended. But get back to what you said. You think 2 weeks of work, $15 million is well-deserved?
What are we all talking about right now? What is everybody talking about? Everybody's talking about Snoop Dogg. People are tuning into things that they maybe wouldn't have because he's part of it. I saw this was so hilarious. Josh North South. It's a guy on Twitter, right? On X, formerly Twitter. He put this out. My mom called me and told me how much she likes watching Snoop Dogg at the Olympics. And I had to remind her that she grounded me for buying his CD once when I was younger. Well, Snoop Dogg saw that, reposted it and said, thanks, Josh's mom. I mean, he's bringing so many people in that maybe wouldn't have watched, or maybe wouldn't have watched badminton. I don't know that I ever would have watched badminton before, but with Snoop Dogg? You bet.
All right, man. Well, he's certainly getting paid for it. Speaking of the Olympics, they're all over our next College of Hollywood Knowledge, which is coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Lisa is in Delzura. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, time to go.
All right, good luck.
Lisa, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Lisa, all ties go to Tammy, okay? Today is the 140th birthday of Billy Perk, who played Glinda the Good Witch in what classic movie about a girl named Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz.
In Olympic news, Scottie Scheffler won gold for the U.S. in golf over the weekend. In golf, what is the area with the long cut grass that surrounds the fairway, making it real hard to hit the ball?
The green?
The USA's Noah Lyles won the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics this week by 0.004 of a second. Can you name the now-retired Jamaican sprinter that's considered to be the greatest sprinter of all time? Here's a clue. His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Okay. Josh Hartnett says he based his serial killer in Trap on people he knows, including some in the entertainment industry. M. Night Shyamalan directed Trap. Tell me the name of the 2000 film that M. Night wrote and directed that starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, God.
I can't even think of a name.
Okay, and finally, Aerosmith has retired from touring because lead singer Steven Tyler has not recovered from his vocal issues. Aerosmith's biggest song is Dream On, which was featured in the closing credits of what Disney movie about the 1980 gold medal Olympic men's hockey team?
Oh, man. You're not asking me a good question today. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I just realized how Olympic-centric this whole college was. I wonder what I was doing while I was writing the college last night. I came at Lisa with a lot of Olympics questions in this college, Tammy, and she's not happy with me. 1 out of 5 today for Lisa.
Okay.
Tammy, happy 140th birthday to Billie Burke. She played Glinda the Good Witch in what movie about a girl named Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz.
1 to 1, Lisa knew that. Tammy, in Olympic news, Scottie Scheffler won gold for the U.S. in golf over the weekend. In golf, what is the area with the long cut grass that surrounds the fairway, making it really tough to hit the ball called?
Hang on. In the rough?
Maybe I should have said making it rough to hit the ball. Oh. Yes, rough is right. Lisa went with the green. That's where they putt from. It's 2 to 1, Tammy. The USA's Noah Lyles won the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics this week by 0.004 seconds.
Crazy.
Can you name the now-retired Jamaican sprinter that's considered to be the greatest sprinter of all time? Here's a clue. His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
I hope I don't see his name wrong. Usain Bolt?
I'll give you that. It's Usain Bolt.
Usain, okay.
But, yeah, it's not the easiest name to pronounce. Lisa did not know. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Josh Hartnett says he based his serial killer and trap on people he knows, including some in the entertainment industry. M. Night Shyamalan directed Trap. Tell me the name of the 2000 film that M. Night wrote and directed that starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
I want to say Glass, but I don't think that's right, because he's a superhero who is breakable, right?
The two did star in Glass, but that was not in 2000.
Okay. That's the only one I can
think of. We're so excited for the 23rd of this month. Not only is Lainey Wilson performing at the Amphitheater in Chula Vista, but she is also going to be part of a Lainey Wilson Whirlwind Listening Party.
Whirlwind is the name of her new album, and we want you to be there. It's going to happen at Beach House at Belmont Park at noon, the day of her show. You cannot purchase tickets. The only way to get them is to win them, and you need to be listening to KSON and paying attention to our socials so you know when the San Diego County Credit Union ticket window opens for your opportunity to attend.
This is obviously going to be a very popular ticket, of course, because it's free, but also because it's Lainey. And Lainey, yeah, she'll be there. She'll show up. She'll play. I hope she'll play. It'd be kind of rude, she didn't, right?
Yeah, she will.
It's going to be a bash. And we, in particular, Tam and I are so happy not only to see Lainey again, but to be able to bask in her success and congratulate her, because we know just how hard she's worked for this. I mean, everyone works hard for what they get, but her path is not as easy as one might think.
Well, a lot of people see something and go, wow, that seems overnight, but it wasn't. And during our COVID lockdown work from home times, we were doing interviews via Zoom, and Lainey had joined us from where she was living. Her apartment, if you can call it that, was basically the attic of a home. All of her clothes were on racks along the sides of her, so it was her bed, her clothes, and that's where she was, and she was just trying to get noticed.
At 11 years old, my daddy taught me a few chords on the guitar when my hands got big enough. And learned a few chords. I kept writing. There was this guy from my hometown. His name was Jerry Cupid. And back in the late 70s, he wanted to move to Nashville and do the whole producer-songwriter thing. So my grandfather on my daddy's side gave him like $300 to just help him move to Nashville and get started. So as a favor in return, years later, when I was 19, he let me live in his studio parking lot for free in a camper trailer that I bought. So it has been a journey and a half. In between all that, for 5 straight years, I impersonated Hannah Montana. I mean, every now and then they'd let Lainey Wilson open up the show for Hannah Montana, but a lot of the time they were like, we just want Hannah. And I have been here in August this year, 10 years.
The cool thing about this is it doesn't seem that Lainey has changed at all. I imagine that her digs have been upgraded since then.
I would think so. You want to be listening for the SDCCU ticket window to open. And once it does, you'll be able to register to get tickets to this free show. You can't buy tickets. You can only win them.
It's August 23rd, noon, at Belmont Park's Beach House. And that's, of course, the day Lainey Wilson plays at the amphitheater later on that evening. So it's going to be a big Lainey day on August 23rd.
I want to say that the moment that really, to me, solidified this girl is an absolute star is during the 2022 CMT Music Awards, when her and Cole Swindell were set to perform and it poured down rain. And they sang their song, Never Say Never, in the rain. It was so powerful and impactful. And you're like, oh, my God, this girl is going to be huge. They were so fortunate. There was so many people going, man, that was kind of dangerous. That they were on the stage and they're like, we're doing it.
I'm going to rewatch that right now.
Yeah.
While you're listening to that song.
Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSOF.
Professional sportscaster, sport jacket and all.
Say, man, somebody got to do it. Why not me?
Snoop in Paris. We'll see you during the week.
Look at me now.
Snoop Dogg. They are not, NBC is not only given the dog a bone, they're giving Snoop Dogg 500,000 bones a day for being a correspondent.
Are you kidding me? That's what he's getting paid?
$500,000 a day. And when you add in all the bonuses, he'll get about $15 million for his gig at the Olympics. And rightfully earned, in my opinion.
I mean, listen, he's entertaining.
Yeah.
He's maybe my favorite part of the Olympics so far. His play-by-play is so unconventional, which makes it legendary. Listen to him call a rugby match.
Need him at running back on a quick toss, 37 toss to the left. He's got wheels, he deals, he falls, he spills. But he gives it to his home and he gets five to stay alive. See, that's 5 points. Now they're grooving.
That's right, because this was France's first gold medal in a sport they love, rugby.
Get your groove on.
Mike Tirico, the guy who's trying to do commentary with Snoop, a very successful sportscaster. I want him to be quiet. I want more Snoop. I don't care what Tirico has to say. No disrespect intended. But get back to what you said. You think 2 weeks of work, $15 million is well-deserved?
What are we all talking about right now? What is everybody talking about? Everybody's talking about Snoop Dogg. People are tuning into things that they maybe wouldn't have because he's part of it. I saw this was so hilarious. Josh North-South. It's a guy on Twitter, right? On X, formerly Twitter. He put this out. My mom called me and told me how much she likes watching Snoop Dogg at the Olympics. And I had to remind her that she grounded me for buying his CD once when I was younger. Well, Snoop Dogg saw that, reposted it and said, thanks, Josh's mom. I mean, he's bringing so many people in that maybe wouldn't have watched, or maybe wouldn't have watched badminton. I don't know that I ever would have watched badminton before, but with Snoop Dogg? You bet.
All right, man. Well, he's certainly getting paid for it. Speaking of the Olympics, they're all over our next College of Hollywood Knowledge, which is coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got five pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Lisa is in Del Zura. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, time to go.
All right, good luck.
Lisa, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Lisa, all ties go to Tammy, okay? Today is the 140th birthday of Billy Perk, who played Glinda the Good Witch in what classic movie about a girl named Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz.
In Olympic news, Scottie Scheffler won gold for the U.S. in golf over the weekend. In golf, what is the area with the long cut grass that surrounds the fairway, making it real hard to hit the ball?
The green.
The USA's Noah Lyles won the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics this week by 0.004 of a second. Can you name the now-retired Jamaican sprinter that's considered to be the greatest sprinter of all time? Here's a clue. His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Okay. Josh Hartnett says he based his serial killer in Trap on people he knows, including some in the entertainment industry. M. Night Shyamalan directed Trap. Tell me the name of the 2000 film that M. Night wrote and directed that starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, God. I can't even think of a name.
Okay, and finally, Aerosmith has retired from touring because lead singer Steven Tyler has not recovered from his vocal issues. Aerosmith's biggest song is Dream On, which was featured in the closing credits of what Disney movie about the 1980 gold medal Olympic men's hockey team?
Oh, man. You are not asking me a good question today. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I just realized how Olympic-centric this whole college was. I wonder what I was doing while I was writing the college last night. I came at Lisa with a lot of Olympics questions in this college, Tammy, and she's not happy with me. 1 out of 5 today for Lisa.
Okay.
Tammy, happy 140th birthday to Billie Burke. She played Glinda the Good Witch in what movie about a girl named Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz.
1-1, Lisa knew that. Tammy, in Olympic news, Scottie Scheffler won gold for the U.S. in golf over the weekend. In golf, what is the area with the long cut grass that surrounds the fairway, making it really tough to hit the ball called?
Hang on. In the rough?
Maybe I should have said making it rough to hit the ball. Oh. Yes, rough is right. Lisa went with the green. That's where they putt from. It's 2-1, Tammy. The USA's Noah Lyles won the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics this week by 0.004 seconds.
Crazy.
Can you name the now-retired Jamaican sprinter that's considered to be the greatest sprinter of all time? Here's a clue. His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
I hope I don't see his name wrong. Usain Bolt?
I'll give you that. It's Usain Bolt.
Usain, okay.
But, yeah, it's not the easiest name to pronounce. Lisa did not know. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Josh Hartnett says he based his serial killer and trap on people he knows, including some in the entertainment industry. M. Night Shyamalan directed Trap. Tell me the name of the 2000 film that M. Night wrote and directed that starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
I want to say Glass, but I don't think that's right, because he's a superhero who is breakable, right?
The two did star in Glass, but that was not in 2000.
Okay. Then I, that's the only one I can think
of. You actually said the name. Unbreakable is the movie. Lisa didn't know either. 4-1, Tammy. I'm sorry, 3-1, Tammy still. And finally, Aerosmith has retired from touring because lead singer Steven Tyler has not recovered from his vocal issues. Aerosmith's biggest song is Dream On, which was featured in the closing credits of what Disney movie about the 1980 gold medal Olympic men's hockey team?
Oh, what was that called? The Miracle on Ice.
Said it right. If you just would have stopped at Miracle.
Oh.
Tammy wins today by a score of 3-1. Lisa, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you have plans tomorrow night now.
You will be going to Luke Bryan at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
That sounds amazing.
Lisa, enjoy yourself. Have so much fun. Before you leave, however, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Indolzerup, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Panda Watch 2024.
I don't know why, I find that so funny.
I do too.
Today, we have a little field trip. We're very excited. Mm-hmm. The San Diego Zoo has invited us to take a look at the pandas before the rest of you get to see them tomorrow.
First of all, thank you, producer Jessica, for getting this set up for us so that we get the opportunity to see them early, even though John is not a fan of pandas. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of pandas, and I can't wait to see them.
Let's not say I'm not a fan of pandas. I think they're overrated. A bit overrated.
Okay.
But I'm clearly... You ever heard of the phrase unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like most of my opinions seem to be as of late. I'm excited to see them. How about that?
Yes.
I think we're going to change your opinion on the pandas today.
You know what?
I really do.
If you do, I will gladly admit it.
Okay. That's good to know. You know, where everybody is excited about the pandas coming, it's not just us here in San Diego. It's a really countrywide phenomenon.
Well, it was in every newsletter that I receive in the mornings to catch up on everything. Everyone was talking about the San Diego Zoo pandas.
Forget my lack of panda knowledge. Mm-hmm. Are we the only zoo in America that has pandas?
Right now, yes.
Really?
There was a few years back, a little bit before the pandemic, all the pandas were sent back to China because China owns all the pandas in the world because they're only native to China. So it's a breeding program that we have that we work with the Chinese on. It was basically at that point only us and National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The National Zoo is also getting them, but they're not going to get theirs for a little while. So we're the first ones to get them back. So we'll be the only ones in the United States. creates so much hoopla over this, including songs being created just for these pandas.
Okay.
We got this song from the Paper Bag Band. They are dedicating it for the two pandas that are now here at the San Diego Zoo.
Okay. Sounds kind of cool.
I see a panda, a baby one, and a mama panda too. Chewing on bamboo, on bamboo, on bamboo. That's what pandas like to chew. On bamboo, on bamboo, on bamboo.
Okay. Well, clearly it's a kid's song.
I know, and it's adorable. I'll link it on our Facebook page if you want to share it with your kids. I think it's adorable.
I'll tell you what. I would take that over Baby Shark any day.
Yeah.
I literally have nothing to say. I'm looking forward to seeing the pandas today. Okay, there, I said it. I'm looking forward to that. And thank you, San Diego Zoo, for the opportunity. That we do not take for granted.
John and Tammy's Panda Watch.
So ridiculous. This month, we're delivering Jersey Mike's and getting high fives as part of our 100,000 high five summer.
And we had a great afternoon yesterday, stopping by the Cajon Valley School District Maintenance Department.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, John.
Tell us where we are.
You're at the Maintenance and Operations Department in the Cajon Valley School District.
So this is what really keeps the school district ticking, is what this building's all about.
Oh, yes. If it all wasn't for these guys, you wouldn't have clean schools. Nice paint, nice lawns, yes.
My eighth grade teacher, Mr. Miner, was a real hard ass, right? But he was a real softy underneath. Uh-huh. And one year he decided that he was going to stop teaching and work for the maintenance department for the school instead, and changed his life. He was
really?
He was so happy about it.
Wow.
Mr. Richard Miner.
That's why we all have smiles on our face.
Yeah.
It's a great job, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, guys, eat, be merry. Thanks for the high fives.
Oh, there's more people coming if you need more high fives.
Well, we definitely will. he's just mad because I'm ahead of by about 200-300. Yes.
Actually, it's a little closer than that, madam. We'll get to that in one moment. How about the hardworking dudes and ladies at that department yesterday? They had no time for chit-chat.
Nope.
Come get your food, get your high five. They were very kind. They weren't rude at all.
Super nice. Not only high fives, but I also got hugs.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Mm. Hardworking men and women who are clearly very busy this time of year as school starts next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jersey Mike's, and thank you for all the high.
On, you're at 25,987.
Not bad.
And I am at 26,021.
Always better.
So not that far ahead anymore. If you would like us to come visit you in exchange for a high five, we're going to give you Jersey Mike subs. Just go to KSON.com.
Greg's coming in next, and another chance at big money with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot at 10:30 on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Lisa is in Del Zura. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, time to go.
All right, good luck.
Lisa, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Lisa, all ties go to Tammy, okay? Today is the 140th birthday of Billy Perk, who played Glinda the Good Witch in what classic movie about a girl named Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz.
In Olympic news, Scottie Scheffler won gold for the U.S. in golf over the weekend. In golf, what is the area with the long cut grass that surrounds the fairway, making it real hard to hit the ball?
The green.
The USA's Noah Lyles won the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics this week by 0.004 of a second. Can you name the now-retired Jamaican sprinter that's considered to be the greatest sprinter of all time? Here's a clue. His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Josh Hartnett says he based his serial killer in Trap on people he knows, including some in the entertainment industry. M. Night Shyamalan directed Trap. Tell me the name of the 2000 film that M. Night wrote and directed that starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, God. I can't even think of a name.
Okay, and finally, Aerosmith has retired from touring because lead singer Steven Tyler has not recovered from his vocal issues. Aerosmith's biggest song is Dream On, which was featured in the closing credits of what Disney movie about the 1980 gold medal Olympic men's hockey team?
Oh, man. You are not asking me a good question today. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I just realized how Olympic-centric this whole college was. I wonder what I was doing while I was writing the college last night. I came at Lisa with a lot of Olympics questions in this college, Tammy, and she's not happy with me. 1 out of 5 today for Lisa.
Okay.
Tammy, happy 140th birthday to Billy Burke. She played Glinda the Good Witch in what movie about a girl named Dorothy?
The Wizard of Oz.
1-1, Lisa knew that. Tammy, in Olympic news, Scottie Scheffler won gold for the U.S. in golf over the weekend. In golf, what is the area with the long cut grass that surrounds the fairway, making it really tough to hit the ball called?
Hang on. In the rough?
Maybe I should have said making it rough to hit the ball. Oh. Yes, rough is right. Lisa went with the green. That's what they putt from. It's 2-1, Tammy. The USA's Noah Lyles won the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics this week by 0.004 seconds.
Crazy.
Can you name the now-retired Jamaican sprinter that's considered to be the greatest sprinter of all time? Here's a clue. His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
I hope I don't see his name wrong. Usain Bolt?
I'll give you that. It's Usain Bolt.
Usain, okay.
But, yeah, it's not the easiest name to pronounce. Lisa did not know. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Josh Hartnett says he based his serial killer and trap on people he knows, including some in the entertainment industry. M. Night Shyamalan directed Trap. Tell me the name of the 2000 film that M. Night wrote and directed that starred Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
I want to say Glass, but I don't think that's right, because he's a superhero who is breakable, right?
The two did star in Glass, but that was not in 2000.
Okay. Then I. That's the only
one I can. You actually said the name. Unbreakable is the movie. Lisa didn't know either. 4-1, Tammy. I'm sorry, 3-1, Tammy. Still, and finally, Aerosmith has retired from touring because lead singer Steven Tyler has not recovered from his vocal issues. Aerosmith's biggest song is "Dream On," which was featured in the closing credits of what Disney movie about the 1980 gold medal Olympic men's hockey team?
Oh, what was that called? The Miracle on Ice.
Said it right. If you just would have stopped at Miracle.
Oh.
Tammy wins today by a score of 3-1. Lisa, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you have plans tomorrow night now.
You will be going to Luke Bryan at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
That sounds amazing.
Lisa, enjoy yourself. Have so much fun. Before you leave, however, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Endelzerup, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Panda Watch 2024.
I don't know why, I find that so funny.
I do too.
Today, we have a little field trip. We're very excited. Mm-hmm. The San Diego Zoo has invited us to take a look at the pandas before the rest of you get to see them tomorrow.
First of all, thank you, producer Jessica, for getting this set up for us so that we get the opportunity to see them early, even though John is not a fan of pandas. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of pandas, and I can't wait to see them.
Let's not say I'm not a fan of pandas.
You called them useless. I mean.
I think they're overrated. A bit overrated.
Okay.
But I'm clearly... You ever heard of the phrase unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like most of my opinions seem to be as of late. I'm excited to see them. How about that?
Yes.
I think we're going to change your opinion on the pandas today.
You know what?
I really do.
If you do, I will gladly admit it.
Okay. That's good to know. You know, where everybody's excited about the pandas coming, it's not just us here in San Diego. It's a really countrywide phenomenon.
Well, it was in every newsletter that I receive in the mornings to catch up on everything. Everyone was talking about the San Diego Zoo pandas.
Forgive my lack of panda knowledge. Mm-hmm. Are we the only zoo in America that has pandas?
Right now, yes.
Really?
There was a few years back, a little bit before the pandemic, all the pandas were sent back to China because China owns all the pandas in the world because they're only native to China. So it's a breeding program that we have with that we work with the Chinese on. It was basically at that point only us and National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The National Zoo is also getting them, but they're not going to get theirs for a little while. So we're the first ones to get them back. So we'll be the only ones in the United States. So much hoopla over this, including songs being created just for these pandas.
Okay.
We got this song from the Paper Bag Band. They are dedicating it for the two pandas that are now here at the San Diego Zoo.
Okay. Sounds kind of cool.
I see a panda, a baby one, and a mama panda too, chewing on bamboo. What pandas like to chew on bamboo, on bamboo, on bamboo.
Okay. Well, clearly it's a kid's song.
I know, and it's adorable. I'll link it on our Facebook page if you want to share it with your kids. I think it's adorable.
I'll tell you what. I would take that over Baby Shark any day.
Yeah.
I literally have nothing to say. I'm looking forward to seeing the pandas today. Okay, there, I said it. I'm looking forward to that. And thank you, San Diego Zoo, for the opportunity. That we do not take for granted.
John and Tammy's Panda Watch.
So ridiculous. This month, we're delivering Jersey Mike's and getting high fives as part of our 100,000 high five summer.
And we had a great afternoon yesterday, stopping by the Cajon Valley School District Maintenance Department.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, John.
Tell us where we are.
Here at the Maintenance and Operations Department in the Cajon Valley School District.
So this is what really keeps the school district ticking, is what this building's all about.
Oh, yes. If it all wasn't right. for these guys, you wouldn't have clean schools. Nice paint, nice lawns, yes.
My eighth grade teacher, Mr. Miner, was a real hard ass, right? But he was a real softy underneath. Uh-huh. And one year he decided that he was going to stop teaching and work for the maintenance department for the school instead, and changed his life. He was
really?
Happy. Yeah, he was so happy about it.
Wow.
Mr. Richard Miner.
That's why we all have smiles on our face.
Yeah.
It's a great job, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, guys, eat, be merry. Thanks for the high fives.
Oh, there's more people coming if you need more high fives.
Well, we definitely will. he's just mad because I'm ahead of by about 200-300, yes.
Actually, it's a little closer than that, madam. We'll get to that in one moment. How about the hardworking dudes and ladies at that department yesterday? They had no time for chit-chat.
Nope.
Come, get your food, get your high five. They were very kind. They weren't rude at all.
Super nice. Not only high fives, but I also got hugs.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Mm. Hardworking men and women who are clearly very busy this time of year as school starts next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jersey Mike's, and thank you for all the high.
On, you're at 25,987.
Not bad.
And I am at 26,021.
Always better.
So not that far ahead anymore. If you would like us to come visit you in exchange for a high five, we're going to give you Jersey Mike subs. Just go to KSON.com.
Greg's coming in next, and another chance at big money with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot at 10:30 on KSON.